The COVID-19 pandemic is affecting education in many countries. Some immigrants to the United States are having to learn new skills to begin taking classes online. That is not always easy because of language difficulties and education cut short by earlier events in their lives. Nicole Durham is a teacher in an adult education program in Atlanta, Georgia. She says it is hard to keep her English learners' attention.
There have been ups and downs with the online learning. I feel like I am more of a television production artist when I'm doing my classes. I feel like it has to be so entertaining because they have told me that there are days when they just don't feel like getting on the computer and looking at a computer screen. That's my job, to figure out a way to make it so that they want to be there.
Nicholas Ray teaches in a program for English learners in Nashville, Tennessee. His students are mainly refugees and recently arrived immigrants. His team works with students whose education had been cut short. Ray said the biggest difficulty in starting to learn on computers at home is teaching the students how to use the internet and the computer itself. He told VOA he had to teach them special keys to press. That is,
to hit Control-Alt-Delete to log into the computer.
Before joining the program, some of the students had never used email before. Mary Mikulski works in a general education, or GED, adult program in Springfield, Virginia. Her students come from all over the world. They are adult learners whose first language is usually not English. Like Ray, Mikulski found that she had to spend a great deal of time teaching her students how to use the technology they would use in class.
The teachers we spoke with found they had to choose different kinds of work for students to do at home. Durham noted that asking students to write as if they were in the classroom did not seem to work after going online. Few students did the homework, and correcting it made a lot of work for her. So, she decided to use software applications like ISL Collective and Kahoot that give corrections immediately. She said these apps are easy on the teacher and keep the student's attention. After Ray started offering classes online, he recognized that some of his students did not have the internet or a telephone. Luckily, the local school system has a one-to-one computer policy for students. This means that the school system gives a computer to each student if they need it. Also, if the family does not have internet connection, they can receive a device that provides one. Ray also had to find ways to communicate with the families of his students. He and other teachers use apps like Remind or Talking Points to send messages to students and their parents. These programs change the language from English to the first language of the student. At times, he visited the families at their homes to give them information on how the classes would work online. Ray said that he wants to give his students the tools to be able to work online. He wants to show them how to use an email, how to join an online meeting, and how to be independent learners. One helpful thing with messaging online, he notes, is that students can use small pictures, such as GIFs or emojis, to send messages without using English.
Like, how are you feeling today? And then they post up some emoji or something like that, really accessible.
Ray thinks the pictures help students stay involved with messaging online when they do not know the words to show how they are feeling. Ray understands the feeling of tiredness many students have from long video calls. To help them, he made some activities that involve traditional writing instruments such as a pen.
So just going outside and writing down, drawing pictures of what they see, and then they can just pull that up to the camera later or take a picture of it and upload it to the discussion. So the main activities aren't actually online, they're outside.
For example, one of his students counts 10 things he sees during a walk to help learn new words. Another student works at a market and learns new words by remembering the names of the products being sold. Ray thinks it is important to find ways to keep the students' attention without using a computer.
Shortly after the pandemic was declared, Mikulski spent most of her time helping students learn how to operate computers. For example, some of her students did not know what a tab or a window in a computer application was. Many of her students were using their phones for everything, so they had to learn from the beginning how to use a computer. Many teachers also found that they learned from each other. Mikulski said in one meeting with teachers, she noticed a new way to have students be more active in the class. She saw how other teachers permitted students to write their answers on the same image the teacher is showing.
It was like an aha moment. Oh, you give them a link to your Google slideshow instead of the present mode, and then they stay on their copy.
She notes that social-emotional learning is important as well. After Mikulski taught her students how to use the computer, she recognized her students were missing the connections they would have had in class. She permitted her students to interact with one another during her office hours. Mikulski said that developing relationships with the students and the local community is a top concern. She said that an important consideration for teachers is
knowing your students so that when you teach, you can reach more people.
Durham noted that one appealing thing about her adult classes has been the chance to meet people and make friends. In the online classes, she builds the feeling of community by giving students time to talk with each other in breakout rooms, a way to form a small group within a larger online meeting. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Gregory Stockel.